Hi, welcome to Bookmarked, where you can take a pause and dive into the wide world of literature. The views expressed in this episode are the views of the participants and are not shared by or affiliated with Benton Schools. This episode may contain spoilers, so listen at your own risk.
Today we're talking about the Summer I Turned Pretty series, and to start, the series is authored by Jenny Han, who is an Asian American, and her main character is Belly, who is also an Asian American, and they really share a lot of similarities. Like, they both come from divorced parents, and so this just shows Jenny Han kind of making a persona for herself in her books.
Yeah, kind of a personification, like someone she's acting out her dreams and goals.
Yeah.
And, you know, Belly, she lives kind of like an ideal teen romance. She goes to a summer house with her mom's best friend's family. So her mom's best friend is Susanna, and she has two sons. They're really cute. You know, Belly's really interested in them, Conrad and Jeremiah. Conrad's a good student. He plays football. He's, like, he's the dream boy. And then Jeremiah is, you know, more goofy, playful, funny.
Golden retriever.
Yeah. And so, she's in love with both of them.
Yeah, so Belly kind of goes through this, like, coming of age, like, archetype. Like, she's not... In the beginning, she's not typically or normally seen as, like, the beauty standard.
Yeah.
And over, like, a school year, she becomes that beauty standard. And she's loved Conrad since she was a kid, but this is the first summer he...
She realizes. Yeah. I think in the book, he does show some signs of liking her, even when she's a kid. But she doesn't realize she's pretty until this summer. I think that's really what it is. It's not that... He liked her then, it's that.
Because there were some signs.
Yeah, like him playing chess with her and, you know, him just doing, him taking special care of her. And another part of the book is Junior Mints, is this bear that Conrad's given her that she's attached to because she's in love with Conrad and, you know, and he, that shows, like, his obvious love for her, even whenever he doesn't find her, essentially, like, she's in beauty.
Yeah.
I think, like, the Asian American author, too, like, her not being the beauty standard kind of and turning into it kind of shows that Asian American, like,
difficulties.
Yeah.
Like, the
never fitting into white standard.
They've gone through.
Like, her best friend Taylor is a white girl. And on TikTok, there's this audio about where she says that she's always thought that Taylor was the one that they found pretty. She never saw herself as pretty because her friend was pretty. But, you know, you could see that as, you know, having a prettier friend, but you also could see it as being non-white and then being white and how that changes how people view you.
Yes. Talking about TikTok, this series has really connected with lots of platforms, such as the Taylor Swift songs from her Folklore album.
Yeah.
Betty, Cardigan, and August kind of show three perspectives that go with the perspectives in the book.
Yeah, and the different characters. You know, in the song Love Triangle, there's basically a main boy. His name is James. And he has two girls in love with him. One is a summer fling, and one is his lifetime love. And we have Betty and August. And I think on TikTok, a lot of the time they're talking about how Belly is James, and she's picking between Jeremiah, the August, more goofy brother.
Summer. Yeah. Short-term.
Love, fling. And then...
Cardigan, his, her
forever love.
Yeah,
you know, there's another quote that's on TikTok about where, you know, it's talking about how Conrad's always been her top pick. And even we've both read the whole series, and in the series she always is going back to Conrad. Even when she's entering relationships with other people, she can't stop herself from liking
he's
Conrad.
Always on her mind.
Yeah.
So there's actually a series modeled off the books on Prime. But there are some key differences, like the,
like, I feel like
the debutante ball
that's not in the book.
Nowhere in the book.
In the book, the first book, I think the series kind of made it think, you think that the main point was, like, the debutante ball. But in that book, there's no mention of it. It's just about her summer and her spending time with
Cam
Cameron.
Which is, a boy she had met earlier on in her life, but just met him again. Like, this is right after she had turned pretty, and it's her first real
relationship
or entrance into, like, the teenage
world. But I think, like, how it's he also found her pretty before because he remembered her all the time from like seventh grade Latin camp. Yeah, it was so funny. But she has like three love interests through the book. But this one, the main like conflict is between her picking between Cam Cameron and Conrad.
Yes.
Because Conrad's always been her top choice. But she's, I think in this book, because she turned pretty and she's like getting attention from other people. Mm-hmm. And her best friend and, like, everyone's telling her, just give up on Conrad. And she's trying to, like, expand herself outside of Conrad, but...
It's hard.
Yeah.
She
Your first love, you know?
Yeah. So, this really shows, like, these themes of self-discovery and, like, coming of age.
Yeah, like, finding yourself. Because throughout the book, she's trying to figure out what she wants and not let herself get caught up in, like...
Everyone's telling her what to do, and she really has to figure out what she wants.
Yeah.
Aside from Conrad, Cam, her mom, Susanna, and Taylor.
And Susanna is the mom's best friend, as we mentioned earlier. And there's, I feel like, something that doesn't get brought up a lot, because the main point of reading the book is that it's a romance, but is what's going on with Susanna. But I think that not even Susanna being like, I know that throughout the book, spoiler alert, is that she gets cancer and that all that affects her sons and Belly. But it's also that Susanna wanted a girl, and it's kind of like the conflict between Belly's mom and Susanna, and Belly preferring Susanna, and like, you know, just how that...
Well, I think it's like, especially during the summer, Susanna was... She took on that motherly role. She went shopping with her, whereas her real mom didn't do those things, so...
Yeah, but I feel like also she wasn't like... It wasn't like her mom didn't want to do those things. It's just that...
It wasn't her.
It wasn't what she was... You know, she was letting her have her daughter moment. And she was... And Susanna had a lot more money. Like, the Fishers, you know, the sons and the mom, they both had a lot more money than Belly's family did. So, it was because a lot.
It was the Fishers' house.
Yeah. And it was... Yeah. It wasn't their house. It was the Fishers.
So, back to the boys. Mm-hmm. Belly enters this relationship with Cam, and... Conrad is, you know, he had liked her before, but...
He never showed that to her. He never
showed it. And then all of a sudden, he's showing these emotions and anger about this relationship. And Belly's really just like, what's going on?
Like, she's like passive-aggressive because, like, she's been waiting so long. She's seen him enter and exit relationships. But the second she gets into a relationship...
It's like a double standard.
Yeah, for him to get upset at her for that. And she has her older brother, Steven. He's actually one of my favorite characters throughout the book.
Yes.
He's... You know, I feel like sometimes it's hard to like one of the brothers and like the other one because you know that it's like, who's your top choice? Yeah. But with Steven, he's like a happy medium because he's never a choice. Yeah. He's just a comedic relief. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
He's a good big brother, too. And he's close with the boys, too, you know.
Yeah. He's just really, really protective.
Over Belly. Yeah.
Like, he like tries to exclude her.
Yeah, but I feel like that might have been just some sibling rivalry more than protectiveness.
Those are his friends, not hers.
Yeah, but I feel like it was really hard for her as a kid being left out all the time.
And she's the only girl.
Yeah.
And she's the youngest.
And, like, in The Summer I Turned Pretty, with the theme of self-discovery, she's finally, like, instead of letting them decide what she does, she's inserting herself into the world. Yes. And, like, meeting Cam, like,
she had gone to that party.
Without their permission. Yeah. That they, like, whenever that was typically a thing that they did without her, and she stayed at home with the moms.
Yeah.
I feel like you could also, like, tie in, like, how gender is playing a role in, like, how they view her. But she also is younger. I think the ages is that it's Conrad, then Steven, then Jeremiah, then Belly.
Yes.
But they're all, like, I think, like, a 1 year apart. Not really, like, too big of a gap.
Yeah.
Jerry, I think you could argue for both sides, but in the third book, I feel like, you know, you have to know who she's going to pick, Jeremiah or Conrad. And they... But I feel like people always say that they're... I'm Team Conrad all the way. It's kind of like a Twilight thing, you know, Team Edward.
Yeah.
And Conrad's very obviously an Edward rather than a Jacob.
Well, it's really obvious throughout all three books who she's going to pick, even when she's in her long-term relationship with Jeremiah. Conrad's always...
Who she's mentioning. Even when she, like... It's kind of like she... You know, I know that he cheated in the third book, but I feel like she was always kind of emotionally cheating on anyone she was with because she was always...
Conrad.
And you read it from her perspective, so it's not like you're like... She's kind of acting weird around him.
It's that
she's specifically in the text, yeah, like, mentioning how she's thinking of Conrad, and she knows she, yes, shouldn't, but...
But you're on her side.
Yeah.
Because you're reading it from her perspective.
Well, I know that one of my friends read it, and she was very against Belly, because, mm-hmm, it was like, she was playing both brothers, yeah, at the same time, and, you know, whenever she first got with Jeremiah, she had already been in a relationship with Conrad, mm-hmm, and in the second book, actually... One of, like, the biggest conflicts between Conrad and Belly, and, like, the reason they break up and have, like, you know, it lasts three books, is because his mom is dying from cancer, and, mm-hmm, she's very young, and so she doesn't know how to be in a relationship or support him through that, and he's...
Mm-hmm. And he's also blocking her out.
Mm-hmm. He's not good at relationships.
No, he's bad at communication.
Yeah, and...
Well, they both are.
She, like... Oh, one of the worst scenes, and, like, I think I see the point of, like, disliking her, is that at his mom's funeral, she tells him to go to the bad place, and, yes, she, you know, it's his mom's funeral, and I know that she is close to his mom, too, but that is just...
That's wrong.
Even as a 16-year-old, yeah, she should know better, and so, yeah, I see people arguing against her, and I feel like, yes, people support... People who are Jeremiah, like, they're for Jeremiah, they're always against Belly, because, like... Mm-hmm. She really did do wrong by him, yeah. The reason, one of my, like, the most annoying things to me in the book was about how Conrad, how he didn't, like, ever tell her how he felt, really.
He never put in the effort.
To tell her.
Yeah.
And then, like, Jeremiah is, you know, he's obviously interested. He's, mm-hmm, making a move on her.
He's showing.
And yeah, yeah, and Conrad's still upset about it, but he can't say anything. Because he feels like he owes it to his mom to let Jeremiah have, mm-hmm, the girl, his girl. I feel like I think in the book at one point he says, that's my girl, not, mm-hmm, his girl.
When it's from his point of view.
Yeah, because in the, yeah, third book, the first two books are always in Belly's perspective, but the third book, just as a little hint that who she's going to end up with, it's transfers between Conrad's and Belly's. I don't think, mm-hmm, you ever get Jeremiah, do you?
I don't think so.
No.
Or maybe like a little part in the second book.
Yeah.
But not much. Not, mm-hmm, at all.
In the TV show, another difference is, like, Steven isn't as central of a part in the books, but he is a central part in the...
He's, like, a main character.
So, yeah.
Like, in the TV show, it's not necessarily just about Belly and Conrad. There's also these...
Side plots.
But not, are they really side plots?
Like, yeah, they're kind of...
Because, like, you go, like, have, like, 30 minutes devoted to Steve.
And what's his life.
Yeah.
And, like, what's going on with Jeremiah at the time, or what's, yeah, going on with Conrad. And, like, they all have their own romantic things that's going on.
Issues, yeah.
But I think, actually, in the first book, Conrad does have another girl that he's, while Taylor, he's still...
No.
No, not Taylor. They never give her name.
Yeah.
In the book, I don't think.
In the series.
She has, yeah, a Cardinals hat on, though. And Belly gets really upset at him, because, mm-hmm, he's acting all upset about her being in a relationship, but he's still with another girl. And, yep, he brings her to the house and stuff. A lot of his moodiness, you realize, especially at the end of the book when you find out about Susanna, is because he's known that the whole time, which I think that was a big plot twist. I feel like...
Mm-hmm. And he was about her cancer.
Yeah.
Because he was trying to hide it from...
Jeremiah.
And Belly and everyone, and even from Susanna.
Yeah.
That he knew, which, yeah, is a lot of stress. And you, like, look back at the book and you realize maybe,
yeah,
he's... valid.
Yeah. And, like, another thing that I was stressing about is his dad. There was conflict between his mom and his dad, because, mm-hmm, his dad, while his mom had cancer, had been cheating on his mom. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, I feel like Conrad is a very complex character, but you can say that the other characters are kind of, they're not, you don't really ever get to know them as well as you get to know Conrad.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she loves Conrad, so she's always going to want to figure out what's going on with him.
Yes.
But, you know, he's always idolizing, mm-hmm, his dad, and he finds out, mm-hmm, some awful thing his dad did to his mom,
and
someone
that's a
he
lot
loves.
Of stress on him.
That's
changes
a lot.
Changes him.
Yeah. To, like, because, you know, he plays football, as I mentioned earlier. He does good in school. He did all that because of his dad and his pressure, mm-hmm, from his dad. So.
And then when he figures out
that his dad's not perfect,
he quits football.
Mm-hmm.
He gets rid of all this stuff.
He becomes a different person. And I think Belly, like, she wants to save him, and she wants to, but she also wants to live her own life. So in the first book, it's just like, conflict between not even just Conrad and, like, her, it's her picking and her making up her mind about how she feels about certain things,
just, like, figuring it out,
yeah,
like, discovering.
And I love Kim Cameron, but she did the same thing she did with Jeremiah. She played with him, whatever.
Because it was always Conrad.
Mm-hmm. Which, you know, you can say it's a cute story to always, to be in love with someone your whole life and end up with them, but it's also like, you just realize the other people who have to get hurt.
The effects on everyone else.
Yeah. I can't imagine, like, if your brother marries a girl you dated for multiple years, or your sister dates the boy you've been dating for multiple years, like that.
And then just flips right back around.
Yeah, like it's just crazy. Yeah. I feel like that's, there's
like
no way.
If you heard this in real life, it'd be like Facebook drama.
Yeah, I'd be like, Belly would be...
Yeah, the bad guy.
We can also talk about Belly and the nickname Belly, where it comes from. Her name is really Isabella. But I think the show dives into it a lot more. But in the book, it mentions how she had a belly when she was a kid. And that's why she was called Belly.
Mm-hmm. Which also, like, puts this emphasis on her supposed turning pretty. Like, it's she lost weight.
Yeah.
Over that school year.
Mm-hmm. And, like, it's just, like, them idolizing certain parts of her and how she eats.
And she has to live with this nickname.
Yeah.
Forever.
And, like, in the book, it never directly mentions that she's Asian, but in the TV show, she's half white, half Asian.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in Asian communities, it's very strict about weight and things like that. And I think just the boys and probably the girls that they're in love with or, like, dating at the time, she's having to see these people who are idolized that aren't, don't look like her. So she kind of, and with Taylor, her best friend. Let's talk about Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
And about her as a character. And
So, in the books, she's really this kind of an antagonist.
Yeah.
Like, she's not a good friend. She's really selfish.
Yeah.
She comes for a summer knowing that Belly had loved Conrad and immediately is trying to get with him.
Yeah. And then she tries to get with Jeremiah.
Yeah.
And she plays... You know, but I feel like you think of her, like, it's like, Belly does the same thing, but she plays with Jeremiah, but then she's also secretly in love with Steven, Belly's brother, which is just, but they always end up being friends, like, even throughout the whole book series, she considers her one of her best friends, which is kind of a cute best friend story, you know? Just staying
Despite
best friends.
Despite both of their wrongdoings towards each other.
And, like, just how different they are, like...
Yeah.
Taylor's always trying to go out, party,
outgoing. And then Belly's more, like, sheltered.
Yeah.
Likes she likes to stay at home. Watch movies.
With her mom and her mom's best friend. And she's very close with both of them. But she definitely idolizes her mom's best friend a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The book is, like, the whole series is just so much to wrap your brain around. And it's...
It is. Yeah, it's three whole books.
Yeah. And, like... I could reread it now, I feel like, and read parts I missed
about, definitely.
Like, especially background characters. Because I think when I read the book, I was way more focused on, like, what was going on with Conrad and Jeremiah and Belly instead of, like, what's going on with the mom. Because the mom is going through her own stuff. She's got a divorce. She's got her best friends. Got cancer. Like, just a lot to go through.
Everyone has their reasons behind their actions.
Yeah. I feel like in the book, you don't get... very much perspective from the other people, but it's a good book for, like, I feel like for our age especially, you know, and with the show coming out, I know a lot of people have been interested in reading it. Summer. It was a good summertime book.
It was.
Summer fling, I feel like. And, you know, just the, you know, romance is high right now. I know that there's certain books that talk about it, but I feel like this is a lot of, if you don't really like it going...
into
certain
YA
stuff
still
it's very innocent, it doesn't really go into
it stays
PG
mm-hmm,
that's the perfect word, but it was I enjoyed the book. I would recommend it to anyone, even boys, girls, anyone. Like, I don't think you should think, oh, it's a girl book because it's about romance. You should just read it.
It has a lot of themes. Plots, you know, something for everyone.
You know, romance is for boys and girls.
Yeah.
It's not just for girls.
Yeah.
But I think that reading needs to be spread more. And so this is a great book to read.
Good starter book to get into the genre.
Yeah. Well.
So this has been Bookmarked. Thanks for listening and catch you next week. Music by Fleazy On Studios. Thank you.